You're listening to Side Effects. The rise in opioid drug abuse and gun violence have led to recent calls to overhaul the nation's mental health care system. Meanwhile, the Excellence in Mental Health Act, a law passed by the U.S. Congress in 2014, could already be doing just that. From Missouri, Side Effects Public Media's Bram Sablesmith reports on the new path states are charting in mental health care.
This isn't the first attempt at a mental health overhaul. Back in 1963, President Kennedy signed the Community Mental Health Act to move mental health care away from large state-run mental hospitals.
Almost every American family at some stage will experience or has experienced a case of mental affliction, and we have to offer something more than crowded custodial care in our state institutions.
Those state institutions didn't go away entirely, but Kennedy proposed to create hundreds of smaller community mental health centers and allow more patients to get treatment while still living at home. Growing evidence suggests this approach is more effective, but only half of the proposed centers were ever built. And by the early 1980s, federal funding for the program was cut.
How do I say this? Community mental health centers don't exist for the federal government.
Chuck Ingolia is vice president of the National Council for Behavioral Health. He says eliminating the funding model of an entire category of clinic also meant losing federal standards. And as a result,
we have seen incredible fragmentation, meaning that it's hard for people, individuals, and families to navigate the mental health system.
Also meaning a lot of people go untreated. Data from a 2013 survey estimated one-third of American adults with a mental illness did not receive mental health treatment. In many states, that number was much higher, 54% in Arkansas, 58% in Wyoming, 66% in Mississippi. Enter the Excellence in Mental Health Act. This new law resurrects Kennedy's vision of community mental health centers and proposes to fund them to the tune of $1 billion.
Except now they call them Certified Community Behavioral Health Clinics.
Brent McGinty is president of the Missouri Coalition for Community Behavioral Health Care. Missouri is one of 24 states vying to be one of the 8 chosen to pilot these new clinics.
10, 20 years from now, looking back, the hope is that we'll look at these 8 states as these national pioneers that led us to what we hope is a new paradigm in mental health funding across this country.
There's already been a lot of innovation in mental health care recently, including in Missouri's behavioral health homes, which McGinty's organization helps to support. The idea is to bring together mental health treatment and primary care.
If you can just put your arm across your chest and try not to move or talk for a little bit.
Dawn Avery is getting her blood pressure checked at the Kreider Health Home in Wentzville, Missouri. She's actually here for a psychiatric appointment, but first she sees a nurse who also checks her weight and helps her set exercise and health goals.
And you still smoke?
I've gradually cut back midtime. Yeah, I don't smoke at
This holistic anymore. Approach has helped to lower hospitalizations and save millions in Medicaid spending in Missouri, but the program only treats a small subset of the state's Medicaid population. That's all there's funding for. Brent McGinty says this new act offers an opportunity to apply those lessons learned to the state's wider population.
Let's just get us these new kind of resources to say, well, we've gone pretty far, but how far more can we take it?
And if the national demonstration is expanded to all 24 states still in the running, something the U.S. Senate is considering, more of the country could be doing that as well. Bram Sablesmith, Side Effects Public Media.